Life is busy, and sometimes it's hard to get everything in, including this walk. If you struggle with this, my sponsor, Factor Meals, can help. And in just a moment, I'm going to tell you how to get 50% off at factormeals.com. Every meal is fresh, never frozen, and they only take 2 minutes. Meals like artichoke and spinach chicken with roasted zucchini and tomato butter. This one was one of my favorites, and it was ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, no prepping, no cooking, no cleaning up. It's getting warmer. The weather is an invitation to head outside and walk more. You don't want to be inside making meals. Head to factormeals.com/walking50. Use code walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 25% off your next month. That's code walking50 at factormeals.com/walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Today's 10-minute walk is helping you keep the fitness promise you made to yourself. And we'll add another link to your growing fitness chain. Maybe 50 yards away just a moment ago, I saw an animal moving away from me in the other direction. And I'm like, is that a dog? Is that a coyote? It's actually a deer. Don't often see deer around here. So yesterday, something funny happened while I was, at least it was funny to me. So I don't want to set you up like this is going to be a laugh a moment here. But I was out walking, and there was one of those dynamic speed limit signs. Just a reminder, if you're driving, are you doing the speed limit? Are you going too fast? We have a lot of drivers where we live that take these main roads. That one, not so much. The truck that just passed me. And they exceed the speed limit by a lot. So we have these dynamic speed limit signs, just as a reminder that, hey, there's a speed limit, here's how fast you're going. And one of these was set up near the center of town, and I was taking a walk yesterday. I was the only thing on this road, there were no other vehicles. And I'm walking along and wasn't even paying attention, was listening to a podcast. And then I glanced up and saw that the speed limit sign was tracking my walking speed. So that was the funny part. And I thought, whoa, this is kind of cool. So I stopped, turned around, walked back maybe 15, 20 yards, turned around, started paying attention, walked with intentionality, wasn't going faster than I normally go, but was just walking 4 miles an hour. And then it jumped up to 6, which I knew wasn't real, and then dropped back to 3, and then landed on 4, which is not a bad pace. And I've always known that I walk fast. I've had some folks over the years tell me to slow down. One described my pace as a forced march. So I get that. But it also got me wondering, which is better? Walking faster or walking longer? Welcome to Walking is Fitness. This is a podcast of action providing a little extra motivation to help you keep that fitness promise you made to yourself. Hi, I'm Dave. As you can imagine, there is some research. The research that I found focuses more on the walking faster part of this equation, of this question. Although there are experts who have weighed in on which is better, either or, including a cardiologist. By the way, I'm not a doctor, not a licensed personal trainer. This podcast is for education and entertainment purposes only. In case you're wondering, that vehicle that just passed was doing the speed limit. It was also a police car, so let's hope. So one massive piece of research looking at this question of the benefits of walking faster, discovered that if you walk for about 30 minutes at a pace between 80 and 100 steps, you will have significant long-term health outcomes. For example, a 35% lower risk of dying early, a 25% lower chance of developing heart disease or cancer, and a 30% lower risk of developing dementia. This is compared to those whose average pace was slower. They also found that this 30 minutes of brisk walking doesn't have to be done all at once. You can actually break it up. 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, 10 minutes at another time, 15 minutes, 15 minutes. It doesn't have to be one brisk 30-minute walk. By the way, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a licensed personal trainer. This podcast is for education and entertainment purposes only. And before you consider adding intensity to your workout, to your fitness regimen, please talk to a professional. Make sure it's safe for you. Don't simply think, well, Dave said that this is good, so let's go for it. Make sure it's safe for you. Of course, a brisk pace for me is probably not going to be the same as it is for you. It's going to vary from person to person. And one way to tell if you're moving briskly for you at a light pace, light exercise intensity, you can actually sing a song. Moderate intensity, you can carry a conversation, but you would struggle to sing. Higher intensities, conversation becomes pretty difficult, if not impossible. One other piece of research, and this one I love, and this involves some science and biology that I don't fully understand, something within our bodies called, I think I got this right, telomeres, which I think, and I'm really getting out of my lane here, have a say in how we age. We can't change the chronological age, but we can impact our biological age. And this research discovered that those who walk faster impact the telomeres at a different rate than those who move slower or don't move at all. This research, I love this research, they found that those who consistently walk briskly can lower their biological age by as much as 16 years. So just take your age right now, your chronological age, subtract 16, and that could be your biological age, how your body is aging if you're walking faster. So some pretty great research, some pretty great benefits to picking up the pace and holding that intensity and doing that consistently. There are also benefits to walking longer. Primarily, the longer you walk and you do that more consistently, you can build endurance. And the longer you do that, the more endurance you build as you're walking, which means you can walk farther. So it almost would seem like, all right, the benefit of walking longer is that I can walk even longer while I'm out pursuing fitness. And there's an aspect of that that is true. But also understand that there are times when you're not even pursuing fitness. You're simply out with others. Maybe you're at Disney World. You're on a hike with family. And they want to go long and you want to stay with them. And so that endurance does have some real world benefits. Here's what the experts say. The question of which is better, walking faster or walking longer, they say do both. Alternate. You know, one day you're pushing the pace, pushing the intensity, and then alternate that with days where you're walking longer. Maybe the pace is not as fast, but you're building that endurance. So there are benefits to both, to walking faster and to walking longer. If your fitness promise is to walk 10 minutes every day, you've almost fulfilled today's promise, which means you get to add another link to your growing fitness chain. And even though we're already in April, it's not too late to begin the monthly Walking as Fitness Challenge for April. Here's how this works. You set an appropriate goal. Could be to walk 10 minutes, could be to walk 20, 30. Maybe you prefer counting steps. 3,000 steps, 5,000 steps, 10,000 steps, 15. A goal that's appropriate for you, that might be a little bit of a challenge, not too much of a challenge. And then the goal here is to see how many days in April you actually reach that challenge, that you actually meet that challenge. Love for you to have it. The April Walking is Fitness Challenge Tracker is free. There's a link in the show notes. Tap the link to get that. Thanks for taking me along on your walk today. I'll be back tomorrow. That's my commitment to you. I walk every single day, and I would love to have you join me for another 10-minute walk. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day.